Justin Ellis.
Questions for Justin.
First off, how many people call you Justin?
Coaches, the professors.
Talk about the season from a defensive line perspective. You guys have probably felt like you've had some ups and some downs, but not as consistent as y'all wish you would have been. What do you attribute that to?
Really, I think we've been playing well. I mean, it's always room for improvement, but I just want all the guys to keep going, keep fighting, and that's about it.
How productive was the bye week for you guys in terms of getting healthy and also getting reps to stay ready for this game?
Bye week was big for us. A lot of guys got the feedback on them. A couple guys got healthy, and it's gonna help us out for these next four games.
How much different was this bye week than the first one y'all had earlier in the season?
The difference with, on this bye week was it was a lot of practices. I mean, because the first bye week we banged pretty good, you know. But this week, coach he laid back a little bit on the hitting, but we still got a lot of good fundamental work.
He made a comparison between like rest and rust, as in, you know, he didn't want to, I guess, relax y'all enough to where you kind of lost that momentum, but didn't want to push you too hard. I guess just how did y'all respond to that lighter workload? And I'm sure you as a player probably didn't want to be, you know, going one versus one like y'all did a couple weeks ago.
I mean, I thought it was a good thing the coach did that for us or whatever. I mean, but at the same time, our whole goal was to still get good fundamental work and still get good mental work without getting rusty.
What have you seen from Southern Miss on film as far as your offensive line goes?
Well, I think they got a good offensive line. They fight hard, play well.
Coach Peyro coaching that offensive line, y'all had some, whenever he was the coach, that offensive line played with a big chip on their shoulder. There was some skirmishes with you guys in your practice. Do you think that might happen this week?
Yeah, Coach Peyro, he's the type of coach that's going to have them fighting hard. I mean, he always tell the old line, I mean, it don't matter how you block them, just block them. So, I'm sure that's how these guys going to play this week. And, you know, with him being from last year, I know they're going to play hard for him.
And you know, you think they're going to know what to expect from you guys?
Oh, yes. I think so.
It's pretty well-known that the defensive line is one of the strong points. How do you think that y'all's, you know, ability and talent has been able to help the offensive line grow over the season, just going against each other in practice?
I mean, with us being the older guys and the more experienced group, every day we go out and work the O-line hard, you know, to give them a good picture of how Saturday's going to be. And I think they've been doing a good job with it. I mean, I'm sure they got some room. I mean, it's room for improvement, which that's every position on the team.
Jelly, when you look at the FIU game, Malcolm Pichon really probably had his best game as a Bulldog.
So,
did you see that coming? Do you think it had a lot to do with his family member being on the other side of the sideline?
I believe it did have a little bit to do with that, but at the same time, I saw him during the week practicing all his moves. I mean, he was just like into it. That's probably the most I've seen him mentally into it since I've been here with Pichon. And so I wasn't surprised with the game he had.
Has he picked up where he left off against FIU?
Yeah, it seemed like it. I mean, I think they gave him more confidence, and which that's what we need.
How challenging will it be? I know Jonathan asked about this, but how challenging will it be going against an O-line coach that knows your abilities, knows the moves you make. He's watched you in practice for the last 3-4 years.
It's going to be a harder task, but at the same time, we just got to, you know, watch film and just prepare for them just like they prepare for us.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate you.